So now we say, okay, so it looks like I've got here then a belief which is justified because you're normally reliable, but it's false. You know, because you're trying to deceive me. You think he's not at the door, and actually he's not at the door, and you're trying to tell me he's not at the door. So I think, so I believe he's at the door. My belief is false because you're trying to lie to me, though justified. Okay, now everything so far, no problem with the analysis we have as we've developed it so far. But now here's a little wrinkle in this. Suppose my brother is at the door at that very time. It just so happens he showed up at that very moment when you were telling me the lie. You didn't see him come to the door at all. You didn't see him drive up to the driveway. You thought he wasn't coming at that time. For all you knew, he wasn't at the door. You were trying to deceive me. But it just so happens he turned up at that very moment by enormous coincidence. Okay, now let's review the situation. In that case, I have a belief that my brother was at the door, and it's at 3 p.m. That belief is true. He is at the door at that time. It's justified because I believe it on the basis of what you told me, and you're a justified informant, and he regularly comes to see me sometime on Tuesday afternoons. So I have a justified belief that he's at the door. So I have a true justified belief that my brother is at the door. Do I know my brother is at the door? Well, if you ask yourself that question, I think you will say that I don't know that. I'm just lucky. It's just a lucky guess. I just happened to get it right. It wasn't a guess because you gave me the information, but I'm just lucky that it's true. It's just an accident, just a coincidence that the belief is true. You would have expected the belief to be false because you were trying to deceive me. It just so happened it was true. And given that it just so happens it was true, how can I know that it was true? I can't know something if it just so happens that it's true. If something more is needed. So truth and justification and belief are not sufficient for knowledge. I'll give you another example. So you can see what's going on in these examples. They're not always easy to understand. Suppose I see you come into work every day driving a Porsche. Suppose I see one of my colleagues, right, driving a Porsche in a very unlikely circumstance, but I see him driving a nice spanking new Porsche into the parking lot at the philosophy department. So I look at him and I say, my colleague owns a Porsche, surprisingly, but he must have come into money. He owns a Porsche. So I make this observation. It's only justified. I see him driving a Porsche every day. He comes in, so I'm justified in thinking he owns a Porsche. I believe he owns a Porsche, right? It's built into it. And let's suppose that it's true that he owns a Porsche, but it's true in a way which I don't expect. It's true not in the way I expected. He doesn't own the Porsche that he drives in to the parking lot. That's not the one he owns. In fact, he borrowed that from his brother-in-law, who's a rich banker. His brother-in-law's away, and he's given him use of this Porsche. He's been driving it in. So you might say, okay, so when I believed that he owned a Porsche, that was false. It was justified. I believed it, but it was false. He didn't own a Porsche at all. So it's a case where one of the necessary conditions for knowledge, truth, is not satisfied. So that's why it isn't a case of knowledge. But now we add the wrinkle again. Suppose my colleague doesn't own that Porsche, but he owns a Porsche. The Porsche he owns is an old wreck, which he inherited from his father and is kept in his garage and perhaps never driven. It's just it's worth, $200. It sits there in the garage. So he owns a Porsche. And I believe, on the basis of seeing him drive his brother-in-law's Porsche into the parking lot, that he owns a Porsche. So the belief that he owns a Porsche, it's true. Not in the way I expect. It's what makes it true is completely unconnected to my justification for thinking he owns a Porsche, by seeing him drive the spanking new one. So here's a case in which my belief is true, he owns a Porsche, it's justified, because I see him driving a Porsche every day into the parking lot, and of course I believe it. But I don't know it. Why do I not know it? Because it's only an accident that I'm right. My justification is completely unconnected to what makes the proposition that he owns a Porsche true. So we find that, in this case, the concept of knowledge is not satisfied. He doesn't know. I don't know that he owns a Porsche, despite the fact that these conditions are so. Well, this has actually led to a great number of discussions among philosophers to try to mend this theory, to try to say what's wrong with the traditional theory, but it shows something interesting, that you can undertake an analysis of a concept, you can produce something which seems to you inadequate. The idea that knowledge is true, justified belief seems to be a good analysis of the concept, but actually, with enough ingenuity, you can find it's not actually correct. You've made a mistake. Something else is wrong. It's controversial what needs to be added to this analysis, but we've said something already about what we should say about it, and that is that in order for a belief to count as knowledge, it can't just be accidentally true. It can't be that it's a mere accident that my belief is true. It can't be that my justification is only accidentally connected to the truth. There must be some sort of connection between the two things, the justification and the truth. And that's, without that, we don't really have an adequate account of what knowledge is.